listening to Orange County's only station with critical business information, Critical Mass, with Rick Franzi and Doug Geveller.
Good afternoon. This is Doug Geveller coming to you live over octalkradio.net, bringing you yet another installment of Critical Mass, the radio show. Well, here we are, almost tax day time, and hopefully everybody's all set up and ready to go. You paid, you filed your extension, you're getting ready to leave the country. Take your pick of any of the above. But let's get on with the show. You know, my business partner Rick Franzi and I have been creating and facilitating CEO peer groups for 16 years here in Orange County, California, all under the banner of Renaissance Executive Forums. And these forums are an opportunity for you to meet with like-minded business executives. Rick's book on CEO peer groups with the same title as this radio show, Critical Mass, is now in its third printing, and I highly recommend that you add it to your reading list. You can find the book on Amazon.com. Just put in Rick Franzi under the author, and it'll take you right to it. That's Rick, R-I-C, Franzi, F-R-A-N-Z-I. And you know, the purpose of our executive forums, and really the purpose of Rick's book also, is all about sharing information so that you can make better business decisions. That's what Critical Mass is all about. Pulling together business people from various backgrounds, different industries, different levels of experience to share their good stories, their bad stories, and maybe just their concerns, all in an effort to help you make better business decisions. So, let's get on with the show. We have two great guests with us today. We're talking to Allison and Blue Cotton of Blue Cotton Photography, and they're going to be discussing with us how the use of social media and traditional media have helped them navigate the current economy. Welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show. Are you here yet? Well, we've lost them for just a minute, but hey, technology, that's the way it goes.
Hello?
Hello, are you? This is Doug Geveller talking to you from Critical Mass. How are you doing today?
Hi, Doug. It's Allison and Blue.
Allison and Blue, I'm so glad to have you with us. We had a little glitch there on the connection.
No problem whatsoever. We're glad to be here with you.
Well, it's going to be an exciting day, and let me just start off by saying I'm really anxious to talk to you and hear what you've been doing. But before we get into your business, why don't you share with our radio audience a little bit about what brought you to your current business endeavor?
Well, I'll tell you what, my father was a chaplain in the United States Army, also a lieutenant colonel, and so my mom and he and the rest of my family, two other brothers, traveled around the world with the military as we grew up and ended up here in Orange County, California, which I went to school here. I finished my high school years and then decided to go to Orange Coast College and study photography. That was back in 1971-72. By 74, I ended up leaving Orange Coast College and working for another photographer doing sorority pictures up and down the coast, UCLA, USC, and that area, and also working for an insurance company, Pacific Mutual, here in Fashion Island, Newport Beach, as well as doing my own personal photography, doing weddings, portraits, family things and that kind of nature, and finally realized that a few years later, this is about 10 years later, I actually had all three of these jobs. I decided I would go on my own, and in 1985, decided to quit everything else except my own photography, and that would be where we have brought me to today. Allison, I actually met her in 1999. She and I both met at a convention. That was in Las Vegas, right, Allison?
Mm-hmm.
And once we met, we fell in love. Long story short, she's lucky she married a halfway decent photographer and vice versa.
And I, Doug, I came actually from a family of photographers. So my grandfather, my parents, and my uncle were all photographers back in New Hampshire. And I was from the East Coast and was able to work at some amazing studios in Washington, D.C. area and Maryland. So I had a lot of background in working at a few different studios and also growing up in a studio. So it was really a great experience for me to see all the different ways that a photographer can work and all the different styles that photographers do when they create images.
We
joined forces in 99, and it's been just, it was kind of like the Reese's peanut butter cup created by the peanut butter and the chocolate coming together.
So that's why did we think that our firm was a little more special, and that we think our Orange County needed a little bit of our talent. Well, I'll tell you, there was not as many photographers are today here. Back then, there were fewer photographers. We shot with film, and we used Hasselblad equipment, and it was a highly specific technical type of photography that we did back then. And so we really felt that we had something that was really special to offer people.
Well, you know, besides this being a first of interviewing a husband and wife in their business, it's really a first in terms of talking to someone who actually started out in the career in which they're still in. That's getting
true.
To be a
yeah,
rarity these days.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Well,
look,
really enjoy working with each other, and I think once we do a job together and we finish that job after working so hard together, we high-five each other, and it's like the Lakers winning their tournament there. It's just a really amazing feeling accomplishment once we finish the job.
Well, let's not compare you to the Lakers, at least not this week, okay? But,
exactly.
So tell us a little bit, Allison Blue, tell us a little bit about your firm. What is it that makes your firm distinctive, and what is it that you really, what's your niche?
Well, I tell you, it's a family-owned business. Obviously, my wife and I together. My daughter-in-law and my daughter are both excellent
graphic designers,
and they do amazing job. And then my son, I have two sons that work together with us off and on that are also shoot and also been part of the business for the past 4 or 5 years.
So it's great that we're a family, kind of like a family-owned business. So we really have that, we want the quality. We keep an eye on, you know, everyone, every team member has their talent that we let them do. But also it's like they own a part of the business in their heart too. So it's not like they're just working for a company and want to leave at 5 o'clock, yeah. But they, really, it's nice being around the family all day long while we're all working for the same goals.
We actually have, each one of us has extensive experience in being able to work with different personalities, in any situation, whether it be a corporate portrait for a portrait headshot or grip and grin kind of thing. Or we're working with a bride's mom, or we're working with children, and working with teenagers. And we also work, again, with a lot of charities, orphanages, and that kind of thing as well. So there's a real diverse backgrounds that we have to be able to work with diverse backgrounds in our company.
Different personalities, whether right. It be, you know, social or corporate. And then one thing about our office right now is we're located in Costa Mesa, right kind of in the heart of Orange County. So our studio is located in a gorgeous building with a courtyard with fountains, and we're down there photographing everything from families to group photos to CEOs. So our building is just amazing to be in. We have about 1,600 square feet of office space. But then also our location is right at the end of the 55 freeway, so it's easy to get to. So we can reach the Irvine corporations and the hotels along the coast and all our clients in Newport Beach. And
it's easy to get to, which is real important. It's all about location, location, location.
Exactly.
We waited for about 9 years to get there, but when we finally got there, we've been there at that location for about almost 9 years now.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know exactly the location you're talking of, and what a great spot, especially for photographers to be located. So tell me, what is it that does your firm have a specialty or a niche that you really concentrate on?
Well, what we found in the years gone by, we concentrated on families and family portraits and for weddings, social events. But later on, I think we'll end up, you know, talking a little bit about why we've diversified. Today, we're diversified into four different categories. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But our niche was, again, social events before, and we work a lot with people. Although we've done product work for people where we photograph purses, everything from diamonds to purses to
pet
families with their pets. That's another story in itself. Mm-hmm. Lot of diversity in our business today, where we used to focus specifically on one or two things before. Now we have to be more broaden our focus, and it's worked much better for us, at least at this market today.
Absolutely.
Well, let me just say that having been to your website and looked at both the Flash and the HTML version, you've done a great job on your website, and it really does show the diversity of photography that you're involved in. Frankly, I was quite amazed by it. Very impressive.
Thank you
so much. We work on it every day, very hard, sometimes too long.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, before we get into a little bit more of the business, one of the questions that I like to ask all of our guests is, you know, having been in the business, what lesson, what experience has really shaped and sort of set your principle that you operate by?
Well, I think that at the when you go to the first page of our website, you see the phrase, it says that when image counts most, look to the very best. And we created that because it's not only the photography and the finished product that you get from the photographers you might be working with, but when we're working with a corporation and we've got our contact, their job is pretty much on the line. If we screw up, they screw up, and their
exactly.
boss tells them that. So it's their image, too, that counts most. So I think that that's our philosophy that we go by with all the areas of the photography that we work at. We don't do 400 weddings a year because I don't think you can give the service and quality. And so I really think that when it comes to photography, you want to have the best of the best, whether it comes to a headshot or a wedding or even just, you know, like a 50th birthday party or something like that.
And a couple of different things that we've learned, I think most people should know this at the get-go, but sometimes it takes us a little time to learn these situations, especially when we're first-time business owners. We, you know, try to keep our overhead low, lessen our overhead, especially in the times today. We've had to let go of some people. We've had to pull back on a variety of different things that we do in our business. But we always want to keep, we have a smaller team now, but we always want to have the expert's ability to do what our clients need us to do. And what our guiding principle is to produce the highest quality imagery that exceeds the expectations of our clients.
Well, from the examples I've seen, I think you've certainly got that lesson down pat. And let me just say that, you know, I wasn't too surprised to see images that were, perfect. Just beautiful shots, beautiful people, great lighting. Everything was wonderful. But what really stuck with me after looking at your work was that many of your pictures, not only were they perfect pictures, but they really captured the mood.
So you
extended the image beyond the face into the personality, the excitement that was going on in the event, and it really came through in your photography, more like artwork, frankly, than photography.
Thank you. And that's one thing with myself working for different studios, and every photographer I worked for has been amazing to work for. But luckily, when I fell in love with Blue, I didn't even see his portfolio. And when I came out here to California the first time, it was like, wow, you know, oh, my gosh, I can see the difference. And working in Southern California, working with a lot of natural light and, you know, creating, once again, you know, capturing the essence of who our subjects are. I think I have to say that I can brag about Blue because he's, mm-hmm. I think the best in Orange County, in my opinion. So.
Thank you.
Good thing I caught him.
By my
ear. I'm going to let that remark go about you not checking out his portfolio before, but believe me, that's just too good a line to let pass. But so tell me, on a less than happier note, obviously we are all struggling with the economy the last couple of years. And you kind of alluded to the fact that you've had to make some changes. But what have you really had to do to survive in these difficult times?
Well, one of the things that we definitely had to diversify our offerings to people. We had to come up with some new products, more products, a variety of ranges and different price points. We also had to what we do for people. Like I said before, we expanded into the corporate part of our business. It has become very, very an intricate part of our business now. We do headshots for people for their websites. We help them with their websites. We had South Coast Winery we just did 2 nights ago.
Beautiful interiors of their restaurant. So last year was a tough year for everyone, and
yeah.
What's exciting is in the last, I think, 4 to 6 months, corporations and businesses and even individuals, whether they're looking for a new job or they need to update their website, They need good photography. Not good photography. They need really, really excellent photography because they want to sell their products on their website.
They want to put their best foot forward for people. And the first thing you see is a person's face. And then you can, that's your first impression of them. And I think that's really important. I think people more and more are realizing that and not just having a fly-by-night photographer come in and shoot your corporate headshot for $50 and expect it to come up amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we've done is I've always enjoyed shooting, photographing models or wannabe models. And so
he just likes the hot chicks.
That too, but I try to diversify on that one is also because I'm photographing children now and we're both photographing, and she loves the males and they come in as well. The guys and the girls of all different ages, everything from a five-year-old little guy all the way up to a 70-year-old man and woman.
Mm-hmm. So what we've done is not only do we have our, social and corporate and family and weddings and portraits, but now we're starting up a brand new website that we'll be launching in a few weeks called Modeling Blues, and that's going to be just for model portfolios. So it's going to be kind of a different area under our umbrella. And that already is getting a lot of momentum with, people at modeling agencies seeing our work so far and going, oh, my gosh, you're incredible. So that we're excited to see where that goes.
The other thing is that I don't know what we mentioned is a lot of times in our area here, we're so saturated with every person that gets a brand new camera that's affordable camera now that our area here is saturated with people that think they're photographers and they don't realize there's a lot more to it than just the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've decided to do as well is do a location photography, and we'll be working on another site after that. We will have three all together. One will be the one that you see today, then the Modeling Blue site, and then eventually we'll put together one that just shows our location on location
destination
functions as well. So those are some of the ways that we've tried to combat this economy and also try to give people some incentives by giving some discounts on sessions. And we work a lot with different charities. We give a lot to charities that will then in turn, it's a three-way win situation. And I also let you explain that a little bit about the charities.
Yeah, that's it's wonderful when, everyone's still trying to raise money in this economy. It's tough, but they have the silent auctions and they have the live auctions where it functions to raise money. And so we donate family portrait sessions. And therefore, people see us and they go, oh, Blue Cotton Photography. And people start outbidding each other to get some of our time to do a family portrait with us.
So there's a win situation for the charity, and there's a win situation for the family, that the client that will bid on that, so they'll get a little bit of a discount as well, and they'll have a write-off, and then there's a win for us, because then we'll meet a brand new client over and over again that we may not have met ever before, but through this auction.
Excellent. Well, what you're doing is obviously maybe a little unique to the photography industry, but not unique to business in general, and I think if there's one good thing that has kind of come out of this change in the economy, it's the fact that businesses have really had to get more creative about what their customers want and need and provide different, better, and more extensive services. And that sounds like exactly what you've been doing for your clientele.
It really has done well for us. And really, we've been able to, I guess, focus on getting to the client and listening to the client, what their needs are, and try to take care of their needs and then exceed their needs, what their expectations are.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we've all got issues that we're dealing with. Do you want to share with our audience some or maybe one of the current issues that you're struggling with in your business?
I think one of the issues would be, owning your own business and being a small business owner is not just running out of time. I wish the days had about five extra hours in them. So it's really time management, and it is hard, too, that we work with each other. And so it's making sure that if we bring work home with us, it's not all night long. It's not all conversation about work when we're with our three-year-old son. So that's, I think, a huge thing for small business owners and husband and wife teams who work to get together.
And be able to partition the time with each other. In other words, okay, let's cut this off when we get in bed. Let's cut this off when we're out on vacation somewhere. And it's sometimes very I think for any business owner, it's always at the back of your mind. What about this? What about that? Do we remember to do this? It's kind of like going on vacation. Did we turn the toaster off or only did we turn the lights off? Well, the same kind of thing happens when you're at business. Did we get back to that client today? Did you check the messages? We should take there's all kinds of different things that we've had to partition in our lives to have a little sanity.
And it is really hard considering, like, on my iPhone, I've got my emails from work, and we've got our Facebook on there, and then Blue, you know, at breakfast he might throw on his Facebook page and he's uploading a photo, and I'm like, is that personal? Are you just jabbering with your guy friends, or is that like an image that's gonna, you know, be a good marketing image
tool
for our work?
You know, and that's really the issue we have with technology, is that it keeps us connected, but it also makes it more difficult to get disconnected.
That's so true.
Yeah. Really? Well, you know, as long as we're talking about technology, you know, you're very active in social media and traditional media too. But share with us some of the things that you're doing that I'm sure are of interest to our audience.
Well, what we used to do, how many thousands of dollars in print advertisement, that I don't even know how much it.
We used to spend $30,000 to $40,000 a year on print advertisements.
In wedding magazines and
all kinds
newspapers.
Of work. And people today are electronic. They want to be there. How we've combated that is we took most of our ads out, ones that really weren't working for us, and put more effort into personal relationships with vendors, with venues, with other people that we need to keep contact with and spend the money that way. And then, of course, Facebook.
Yeah, Blue's really, really good at and active in Facebook. And like we were talking earlier, it's a great marketing tool. I try to keep up with blogging and updating our website. I love the way our website's designed because I'm able to, you know, go through all the different levels and change out photos and the slideshows in it. And then we're working on also some e-zine newsletters like Constant Contact. So all of that is so inexpensive, but it takes time, obviously. But that seems to be working for us really well.
One of the things, the tools that technology has given us today as well, is being able to put together our work in slideshows and multimedia. And that really creates a lot of emotion for people, and we use that all the time now. It's getting better and better and better. Photoshop now, CS5 is coming out. And that is just amazing. Each time we see Photoshop coming up with something new or other programs that come out that really help us to enhance our work, we're always on top of that and always trying to get to the main conventions that are across the country. And as well as we have keep in contact with people all across the country and across the world through Facebook, which is amazing to me what we can do today. I have friends and clients that are in Greece, that are in Italy, that are in Japan, that are in China, South America, and friends as well. All of Allison grew up back east, and all of her friends from back east are on there, so they can see in a moment's time what we're doing and how we're progressing in our business, and it's great advertising. I mean, if you're not utilizing that, you're missing out a great deal.
And it's amazing to see actually how many of our clients, we've done their business portraits, and those are the ones that end up on their Facebook pages. So I have to say it's quite an honor because one thing about Facebook is it's visual. And being a photographer, we've been fortunate that's amazing because that's showing off our images, you know, even to more people.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting for us. One of the other things we had happen to us, we were really fortunate to be nominated a couple of years ago. It's the third year in a row now. We were nominated for
Fox LA Hot List, which is with their website that the TV channel has a website where they have a list of all different categories of the best in Orange County and Los Angeles.
And we were voted the number one 2 years ago, and last year we were tied for number two. And, of course, more and more people are seeing what's going on with that. So we're in the top 10 this year as well. What's exciting is the first year they had over 50 photographers in Orange County that were on that list, and through not a whole lot of effort on our part, but just our clients, they voted us the top photographer of the year.
And what's great about that is they also had where the people who voted for us could put referrals and quotes about blue cotton and elephant cotton on the web page. So that right there is a whole new marketing tool. I think I have like 100 different quotes from past clients that I've used, whether it be in PR packs or on our blog. So we've been, and then we've actually booked a wedding. Someone just got on there and said, well, they're number one. I'm calling you up, coming in, and you're booked.
So which was great. That was 2 weeks before their wedding. I thought it was some rinky-dink thing. It ended up being up in Malibu. We had Cuba Gooding Jr. was there at the wedding.
Gorgeous event.
The couple were, you know, cake top couple, beautiful couple, and all through getting this
the Fox LA,
Fox hot, LA list. Hot list, which was really great for us. And more and more people have come up to us and say, wow, we saw you on there. So that part has been excellent.
Well, you know, looking at your website, looking at Facebook, it's obvious you've put a lot of time in it, but are you able to really track results to that? And has it expanded your clientele beyond the local Orange County market that would otherwise have been in the old days, your marketplace?
What's really, I'm so pleased to say that I get so many calls every week of people who, or emails, and they say, you know, I saw your website. I love it. You know, and basically, one thing about with companies, any company, your website is like your storefront. We have so many people that book us without coming to our studio for events or corporate events too. That with my website, we actually do have a tracking ability, so we can see where people are and how many people are clicking on it. And then also with Facebook, our fan page, it's amazing. Every week I get a status update as to interactions to our web page. So
that actually tells us the age
gender.
Categories, the gender categories, and what part of the world we're getting most of our contacts from. And same thing with our website. We have a program on there that tells us where we're getting them, what location they're coming from. And so it's been really exciting to see the variety of different people that are looking at our work.
You know, we recently, or I think it was late last year, we talked to another individual we had the opportunity to interview on the radio show here, and he was in technology, and he was saying that from his perspective, he feels the biggest impact is going to be video, that everything is moving away from still photography to video. And he was talking about advertising, he was talking about communication and everything else. Now that's your field. Can you give a response to that?
I think that well, when we talk to, I don't know, when it comes, I'll talk to about the bridal end of it, that still photography is the priority when it comes to weddings. And we've done actually some beautiful slideshows, like multimedia with the music and our imagery. And I've actually had people say, oh, wow, I don't think I need to really spend as much on a videographer because this is what I'm going to enjoy even more.
Because I think brides in general, or women in general, are more tactile, and they like the feel of the albums that we give them. We have high-quality albums that we work with. They like to be able to hold the image in their hand and view it that way. So I've heard many times before that's that part of the situation. The other part is joining forces with video and still photography and being able to use it in a multimedia way.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the motion of video, you have the motion of still photography, utilizing that in that program, and it makes it far more interesting by adding music to it and mood to it. It's just, I think all three of those things are going to be pretty amazing. Another thing I'd like to talk about real quickly is the cameras today, the newer cameras, the Canon Mark II, the 7D, they also have the ability to do video as well as high definition, high quality video. So in the same piece of equipment, you can do still photography and high quality digital video photography as well. We have not embraced that so much yet because we have a lot on our plate already. But many of our friends in the industry have, and they're loving it, and so we'll probably go that direction as well, so we can be on the top of things and on the leading edge of what's going on.
But I do think that still photography, to me, will always be a little bit, like when I think of even my own past, you know, videos that I've taken versus the still photos, you know, a photo tells a, you know, 1,000 words. I think of that image in my mind, whereas I don't really think of like a 10-minute video segment. So to me, I think
in the same way.
Yeah, in the same way. In the same way. Or if I go to YouTube and I watch the video, it's over. It's over. But when I go to someone's Facebook and I see a photograph, it seems to be just linger a little bit longer in my head and my thoughts about that one image. I can create whatever I want from that image.
I think because it's a frozen moment in time.
Exactly.
And I don't know if anything will ever replace that. I mean, I think there'll be new and exciting technology that comes out. But stopping to smell the roses, stopping to see that specific image. When you go to the Louvre in Paris, you can stop in front of an amazing image. And you may stand there for 10 minutes just seeing the detail work or the details of that and get lost in that image.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think that today we're always moving so fast and everything is motion. I think sometimes it's lost. Whereas still imagery and the black and whites that we come up with and the amazing different things that we can do today still, I think, will always be around.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because as much as I like technology, I'm kind of conflicted over what seems to be the trend away from books, which I love to own and feel and touch and see on the shelf. And I'm not sure that my iPad or my Kindle is going to give me the same emotional feel as the favorite books. And I'm glad to hear photography is going to maybe preserve that that traditional look, too.
I think it definitely will, and I hope so. For a very long time, at least in my life period, lifetime, and hopefully my grandkids' lifetime.
Well, you know, if you can, we talked a little bit before the show about this, but, you know, share with our audience one of the more painful lessons you've learned in business.
Well, I'll tell you what mine is that since my dad was in the service and in the ministry, I always tend to trust people a little bit more than I should. And I get some of these people that are fast talkers that come into our business or into our lives, and I realize that I've been misled by them and taken for a ride. And we've learned the hard way several times. That's been a very difficult part for me to change that. And now at my 55 years old age, I start to be a little bit more jaded in that situation. Don't believe everybody that hands us a line of goods. And the other thing is like someone comes in and gains your trust and then breaks that trust, breaks the trust, and it's a really painful experience.
And I think with Blue and I being a team together and, you know, married together, that we'll either meet someone who's a salesperson or we'll just meet someone on the street, whether it's connected to our business or not. But it's that wanting to trust people because you think that they're as genuine as you are with our passion and our quality of everything we do, and not being fast talkers ourselves, because the work speaks for itself.
I guess it's all experience, and people that are listening to the broadcast here are probably saying, well, that's an obvious thing, but not to all of us. And it's taken a while for me to not trust everybody that comes in the door, and so now through the pain of learning how to get by that, I think we've come a long way. And of course, I have my wife here to tell me, and vice versa. We can. I think that's important on our end.
And off that area also, you know, it's when throughout the years, you know, we've brought people into our studio and we've trained them or they've been assistants or whatnot. And once again, it's you know, having that moment. And I'm sure with every business, when you have them come up to you and say, "Hey, I'm leaving. And
I'm start my own business
start
now.
My own business, or I'm going to a competitor." And that's a hard thing, I think, for business owners to deal with is you know, having that team. That's why we only have family now.
We know where they live.
Well, you know, one of the things, we had a executive forum meeting this morning, and I was working with a group. Rick and I were working with them, and we were talking about scenario planning. We were talking about strategic planning and trying to envision what are the things in the market, in consumer habits and in technology, that could possibly impact and change our businesses in the future. You know, sort of, you know, the person who sold horse and buggies, could he look down the road and see the car and the impact it would have on them?
Right.
What do you see in your field that you think could have significant impacts on your business in the future?
Well, we just went through a major one, and that's digital photography coming in the early 2000s and being, film shooters and House of Blood shooters, and really where, it's still an art, but it's a totally different industry now, working with computers rather than in the dark room.
Or we have Lightroom instead of darkroom.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
And we don't have to send out images to be retouched or, know that you only have 24 images on a roll and you have to make everyone count. I think that the biggest thing, I'm so proud that we've gotten through it and we've gone into the technology world and with our photography and we've embraced it.
Yeah, and still being able to take with us what we've learned before with shooting film and again, the slower times in our lives, being able to bring that along with us and still be able to embrace the new technology. But I think in our future, it's incredible to think of all the speed at which things change so fast today. Once you get up to par, you think with Photoshop, you realize how much you don't know about it. Once you get the camera that, oh my gosh, it's fantastic, I can't wait to use this thing, and you use it for 6 months and you realize that you're behind times again.
Mm-hmm.
Then you gotta go out and get another one. Everything is speeding up so fast that you just have to hang on, I guess, hang on to the tail of it and hope to God that you're doing the right thing and going the right directions. But technology today is how it's changing our thoughts about the future of
yes.
our technology dealing with photography and dealing with our industry.
That I've covered everything. Is there something that you wanted to talk about or that I didn't ask you about that you'd like to share with our audience?
I think that to get in touch with us, our website's bluecotton.com. If anyone wants to join our newsletter, they could just email me their email address and contact us that way. We've got what Blue was speaking about. He wanted to do something for the listeners with the corporate photography.
If they will mention Critical Mass to us when they give us a call from the radio show here, that we're willing to, for this next 6 month period of time, to give 50% off business portrait session. And also, if they'd like to bring their family in and have that done as well, or anyone just like to do that, we'd also do that session, if they do it there at a family session there at our location, another 50% off of that to combat some of the recession prices for the next 6 months to see how that goes, and we may extend that on, but for at least that time
yeah.
period.
And just when they're looking us up, it's Blue, BLEU, Cotton, COTTON.com.
Well, thank you very much for making that offer to our listeners. I'm sure they're going to take advantage of it, and let me just emphasize again the point Allison just made is that since I'm a bad speller, is Blue is BLEU. Cotton.com. Otherwise, you end up on a T-shirt site, and that's certainly not anywhere near as interesting.
Exactly. You got it.
Very good. Well, we have been really excited and pleased and honored to be on the show and being able to talk about what we do and what our offerings are to our country and our people.
Well,
there.
Thank you very much, Allison and Blue. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, and I look forward to running into you and talking to you more in Orange County here. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug.
Take care now.